Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog, the knowledge base, our Brain Trust members, like our brand new Brain Trust member, Julie Steelman, who's with us right now. All those guys, about 2,000 members of our Brain Trust, the largest community of small business experts on the planet. And don't forget, we have a poll question. Every week we ask a different question on the homepage. We'd like to know what you think. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Julie Steelman, as I said, is our guest. She's our new friend, soon to become not a new friend. We'll become good friends of hers for some time to come because of the good work she's doing on helping you sell better. Her book is called The Effortless Yes. And Julie, in your book, you talk about, you say each one of us have a selling archetype. Tell us what you mean by that.
Yes, sir. It's a fancy way of saying that there's about 12 personalities or ways that people sell or ask for money, or another way to think of it is money-making styles. And with it comes strengths and weaknesses. It's almost like reading your horoscope a little bit. Mm-hmm. I know some guys are not into that, the girls are. But, you know, we have traits that allow us to be better at things than others, and there's a way to bring that natural strength to the surface and overcome the weaknesses. You know, everything's kind of got two sides of one coin. And so this is a way to look at both of those and understand where you're really good naturally at talking to people, mm-hmm. and where you have weaknesses, and finding the way to turn those strengths into a natural ability to sell well.
How do you uncover those two things? I like the fact that you pointed that out, because one of the ways I was taught how to learn my strengths and weaknesses was to begin with role playing with others. But then when I was by myself, to focus on what I was taught to do, which is self analysis. What do you think is the best way to find your strengths and weaknesses?
You know, I think the best way I actually discovered it for myself is while you're talking to people, is to have that little witness in the back of your mind kind of observing the situation. And I think you have to notice how you feel inside. What gets you excited? What are the things that commonly get through to people? You know, how are you, your energy, when your energy is high and you're really excited? And then where's the areas where inside you kind of get a tickle in your gut? And mm-hmm. your weaknesses are the areas where you sort of get a tickle in your gut. And I think definitely self-assessment is really good. Another way is to just observe your inner world while you're talking with somebody and notice where it doesn't feel so good and where it feels really good, and then you'll know what your strengths and weaknesses are.
What about the role-playing thing? What do you think about that? Because, I've just found that that's a very powerful way. It can hurt a little bit, but it's the only, to me, it's a powerful way to get better. What do you think?
I think it's the best way to get better, because my recommendation is don't practice on your clients. Practice on someone else.
Right.
And the hardest, role-playing is difficult for people because you're doing it with somebody who knows a little bit about you and your mm-hmm. stuff. A client doesn't always know all of that, so it feels neutral, and if you make a mistake, they won't totally know. When I was working at Microsoft, we used to do role-playing with 200-300 people on the same sales team. Talk about really uncomfortable.
Right.
People know when you're not doing it right. But I think it's the best way, and the more you practice it, the more you get comfortable with it, the more you buy into the value of the thing that you're selling.
Right. Well, and so, folks, you know, think about that. You identify all of the archetypes in your book. And so, folks, when you get her book, The Effortless Yes, you could use those archetypes as you're doing your role playing. Sales managers, as you're putting your folks through the role plays, you know, let the people who in the audience, you know, sort of pick out what archetype that you are, because that's how you find out if you're a certain kind of archetype, Julie. You need to work toward, you need to focus on those strengths and that come with that archetype and minimize the weaknesses, don't you?
Absolutely. Those things that you're weak at are the things that have you hesitate or feel fear. And if you learn how to overcome those things, you just keep building your confidence. And the more you're confident, the more your customer is going to be confident in their decision to work with you.
Right, exactly. I've got about a minute. Talk to us about bankability. In your book, you talk about being bankable. What does that mean?
This is actually my favorite topic. There's a number of components that go into being bankable. The first is that you have to decide and believe wholeheartedly that what you're offering offers tremendous value to your customer, and it's an unwavering belief. No one can shake you about it. The second thing is that you have to stop hoping that you're going to make sales, have a windfall, or cash is going to magically show up in your bank account. You have to decide, and I say that in caps, that you're going to run a business that's profitable or makes you more money than you need, and you keep that more money than you need. Thus, you set your prices with an eye towards profitability, that your costs are all covered, your time is all covered, and that every time you end up making a sale, your customers are very happy with the value they get, and you're happy because you're making more money than you need.
Julie,
give
us your website. Give us your website, please.
JulieSteelman.com.
And they can find the book there. Also, wherever books are sold, The Effortless Yes has her picture on the front. That's worth the price of the book right there, folks. Julie, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Julie Steelman. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.